Hi, Paul Slackus, Good News Plan. I'm here with Benita Klein. Is that right?
That's right, Benita Klein, Sunnyside
Benita,
Artwork.
Benita is fantastic. we've been so talking, and I imagine by the time we were talking for maybe 10 minutes, you probably could have made a dress and a pair of slacks and curtains. I got a feeling you really know how to sew. Why do I feel
really
that?
I really know how to sew, yeah.
How come you know how to sew? What inspired you?
What inspired me? I like to make my own things way back in the 70s. In Ohio, where I grew up, you had to take sewing and home economics starting in the 7th grade. It was required for all females to learn to sew, cook, shop, you know, all those household things. So we had to take it. I fell in love with sewing because we were lower middle class and could not afford to go and have the best of the best that people were wearing. So I would create my own so that I could, you know, be fashionable in my culture growing up in the 70s in Ohio.
What, do you recollect the first thing you ever sewed?
The first thing I ever sewed?
Yes.
The first thing I ever sewed, a skirt.
A skirt.
Yeah. Pale purple skirt.
Oh, yes, you definitely do remember.
Yeah, definitely remember.
Okay. Now, home, in other words, when I went to school, there was a class called home economics, and I think that's where they taught things that were actually going to help you when you got out of school.
Yes.
But today, I don't think they do that anymore. And so
they don't do that, no.
And that's another one of the downfalls of our of where our educational system has gone, because those are real practical, you know, opportunities. They're actually even professions for people, because they really make the mind, it's like music, and they make the mind open, keep it open, right? Wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and for me, it became my profession. I worked more than 30 years in the garment industry as a designer, and it made me a very lucrative profession. And I traveled the world. I worked for Ralph Lauren. I worked for Tommy Hilfiger, and really had a great career at it because
Beautiful.
Of home economics. Yeah,
there you go.
Definitely.
Thank God for home economics for you.
Yeah.
And so I hear that you actually now also teach young people how to sew. And you actually even have a show coming up this week. Tell us a little bit about this. Is it a school?
It's a school. It's a private studio. We have a private school here in my own studio. And we are going to do a show this weekend at a church in our neighborhood in Sunnyside. What you were talking about a moment ago is so apropos. We do these classes, and the reason we're so successful at them is because the schools don't offer home economics or, in this case, fashion and sewing. So the difference between the 70s and now is that we want to sew because we're in a time of individualism and students really want to express themselves and be who they are. The trend of follow what's on the cover of the fashion magazine and be like that is very, very different in young generations right now. The generations are all about trying to express themselves and being more open about who they are. And we're raising kids differently now. So that's why this has become so important, because they want to make things and put them on and say, this is who I am, and I'm presenting myself. And that's what our show is going to be all about, the kids presenting themselves as who they are, rather than following trend or social influences, which is the very, very positive side of our program.
Well, and fashion has really taken on a new perspective, I believe. I mean, old-fashioned conservative men's, I would say, it's not. It's like, you know, I'm an old-fashioned conservative man to a degree. The only thing kind of funky with me are my ties, but those days are over. I mean, even corporate America, you don't have to wear a tie and jacket in many situations, right?
Right. Absolutely, those days are over.
So it's a changing landscape. So the actual show, first of all, where are you located?
We're in Sunnyside Gardens.
And that's in Queens, New York?
In Queens, New York, yes.
Okay, and that's how far from Manhattan?
Oh, if you hop on the train, you're about 10 minutes to Manhattan.
Okay, great. So the show this weekend, what day is that? It's going to be on...
The show is on Sunday, June 3rd.
Okay. At what time?
It starts at 2 o'clock.
And what kind of a show is it? What? It's not everybody's going to be sewing there.
No, it's a fashion show. The girls have finished their garments. They put looks together. The older students have styled the show, and they've chosen to represent Broadway show music. So we have eight scenes, and each scene has a different play being presented with the music, and the students present their work, and they talk a little bit about how their work relates to the show. So it's a little bit more than a fashion show. When you do a fashion show in the industry, it's one designer's point of view in the runway walking some music. Because we have 40 designers presenting, we put together the show so that in groupings of garments so that they can explain, you know, who they are within a grouping, and we do a little video to help support that, and it's a larger show. It's more Broadway than fashion show in some respects because we are explaining a story for 40 people rather than one designer's point of view. So it becomes quite successful, and it's a bit of a challenge to pull together aesthetically, but the older kids take on the challenge and learn more about design by actually executing a show, which is just all good.
Well, what do you mean a little video to help the you show slides or something also?
We have live video and slides. We have a volunteer professional photographer who does photo shoots with the kids so they can get the whole garment experience of the photo shoot and the interview process. And the interviews are about the kids and how they feel about their clothes and how they feel about social issues. So if we have one segment of our show is about hair and anti-establishment, the peace movement from the Vietnam War. So the children are talking about why that relates to them and how that makes them feel and how they prefer to live in a peaceful society, or if they do, they each have the right to give their own opinion and express themselves. So we dig deep into issues, and we're looking at Broadway as the social issues that came out of the shows rather than just a boy meets girl, you know, boy loses girl kind of scenario that we know is in every play.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking at the social implications of what's happened in these shows and how they relate to our society and to fashion history and to where the kids are today in their social spectrum.
Wow. That's really good. I'm spending the rest of the day on our movie, Woodstock Forever, What Does Peace Mean to You? So I actually got all your kids to help me here. Back to the broadcast, put them all in the movie. Let me see if I understand this right. You made video pieces of, like, let's use that peace analogy here, what you spoke about a few moments ago. So there's going to be, in addition, so it's not only... it is a runway kind of a show. I'm just trying to get an idea. And then you have a screen that shows some video of maybe some interviewing with that child prior to the show.
Absolutely. We use
the
video.
Oh, this is a good thing. This is a big show. Yeah. This is serious.
It's a big show. It's a really big show. And we use the video to introduce the scenes and let them express themselves. Because, of course, when you're walking on the runway, you're not talking. And there's a lot more about fashion and about who we are than just, you know, a pretty picture. So... and, you know, we allow them to give their point of view.
This is like America Loves Talent. I mean, this is like, you know, this is a serious
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you do the background, and actually this shows that I've been involved with for over, you know, 50 years. You know, this is the professional cool way because you're getting to learn about the person, and then you're getting to see what they do. Is any of this yet up on a website that people can go to? That I can send somebody to right now?
We have a website, sunnysideartworks.info, and there is a blog. Our oldest teen had wrote a little story about it, and we do have a little bit of video up on YouTube from previous years.
Oh, wow. So, okay. So we're going to need you to send me, maybe you can put together some press release or just a statement and put some of those links, and I'll put those in with this story that our interview is right now, so some people can go and take a look at it. Well, this sounds really good. Actually, it sounds like we should make a 5-camera shoot out there in Sunnyside. So how do people
I wish I could. I tried, but I haven't been successful yet. Yeah.
Oh, well, this is what it really needs to be. This is big-time stuff and important. Very important work because look at the. I think you brought a very interesting example when we talked before we started to record that you know people would gather. I mean, there used to be something called no TV.
Yes.
And prior to that, TV, and then there was even something before no radio. And so before all those times, people would make clothes, right? You said
right.
something about
Absolutely.
Like... What were you saying? Like the patchwork or people worked together?
Oh, the quilting bee. The quilting bee. The quilting bee is where people got together to talk about what was going on, especially women who worked from day to dawn, you know, farming, cooking, getting the food, you know, who really, really worked before we had all these modern conveniences. The time for them to relax and socialize and get together was actually also work. The quilting bee, making the quilt, taking the scraps from garments and making the quilts to keep them warm in the winter. So this is the time when they got to talk, to socialize, to be together, you know, and it's gone on through history, but it has different faces. So the quilting bee continues, and the girls in the room are the quilting bee, you know, talking, sharing, being social, exchanging. And, you know, it's a bit about what fashion's all about, is, you know, that whole aspect of women in society, you know, being and coming together, and what are you going to wear when you do that?
There you go. And then, right?
Yes.
Well, some of the greatest tailors are men. Yes?
Yes, of
no?
course. Yes, of course. We've had a number of young men who came through our program. We have a young man right now who just started. He's not going to walk. He's going to help run Second Life. And his dream is to be a costume designer, and he's definitely here. We had a number of boys. We had a whole class of boys a couple of years ago, and the project was make a hoodie, and they all made hoodies that zipped up to face masks so they could be characters, and really beautiful work coming out of men. We have a young tailor program also, and this year we happen to have all girls on the runway, but we have incredibly talented young men who come through our program. And
I'm sure. I'm thinking of fiddler on the roof, the tailor.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Just such classic kinds of things, and I think I
Absolutely.
Mentioned I grew up in the shoe business, so clothing and shoes are dear to me, too, and those skills of the trades, are so important, and we don't want the robots taking over the trades.
Absolutely. Oh, no, absolutely, and I'm right there with you, like hands-on technology. You know, you can go to school now and learn to be a pattern maker without ever touching pattern paper. And, you know, it's a little bit removed, you know. So hands-on skill is important to just keep and maintain that art. And, you hit on something really important there, and that's what we try to instill. We need the computers now. We need the technology because that's how things are happening. But to understand the product and what your hand is touching, I think, is foremost important before you move forward.
Definitely. Yes, and I think what also is important is that socialization that you spoke of. That it's an opportunity for those people to, you know, for people to get together and talk. That's a great thing. This is beautiful. Absolutely. Last question for you. Thank you very much for sharing this time with us. You can get about it. What's the closest subway out of Manhattan?
Oh, the closest subway. We're on the number 7 line, 46th and Bliss.
Could you have named it any better? That is Bliss.
I wish I named it. I didn't.
Perfect. And then, okay, you'll send us some directions. You'll send us some of the stuff so we can put it with this story. I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? So, Bonetta Klein, what does peace mean to you?
What does peace mean to you? Peace to me comes from the inside, to bring in your own self, your own being. No matter what's going on around you, you are in control of you, and you can bring that peace from the inside and spread it.
Beautiful, and I see you're doing that. Beautiful. Mm. The name of the show is?
Backpack to Broadway, presented by Project Streetwear.
Ah, fantastic. Okay, thank you so much, and enjoy and have a great time there, and we're going to do our best to come on out and do some videotaping, if that's okay.
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.